Today on Nerves in the Brain, we're going to be talking about Tourette's syndrome, also called Tourette's or TS. Tourette's is a disorder characterized by multiple motor tics and at least one vocal tic present for at least 1 year. It begins around ages 6 to 17.
Tics can be exacerbated by anxiety, and it is usually comorbid, meaning it is paired with another disorder. These comorbidities are typically OCD, obsessive-compulsive disorder, ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, anxiety, or depression. Along with Tourette's can also come joint pain and chronic fatigue due to relentless ticking. Boys are about 4 more times more likely to have TS than girls, and 37% of people with the disorder have moderate to severe form of it. So this is the biological pathway of Tourette's. Tourette's has a genetic basis, meaning that it can be inherited. Studies involving neuroimaging suggest that impaired corticostriatothalamocortical activity during involuntary motor movements in TS. The central neural mechanisms of tic generation are not clearly understood. Emerging evidence suggests that both the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system have activity influence during tics. It has been identified that there is a mild but consistent decrease in the basal ganglia volume in TS patients.
Pun break!
How did the doctor cure the wound with Tourette's?
I don't know, Callum. How did he?
Antibiotics.
Oh my gosh.
That's so cheesy. Okay, what do you call a T-Rex with Tourette's?
I don't know, Erica.
You call it a dinosaur.
Ha! Little known fact, I've got Tourette's. I swear.
Oh,
but I'm.
Why are you so cheesy?
I actually
Callum?
Have Tourette's. It's okay for me to say
why
that.
Why do you gotta be so cheesy? You know what gets on my nerves, Callum?
What?
Myelin.
Ha!
Get it? Because we got myelin sheaths.
I get it. Right on that axon. Being a neurological disorder, Tourette's has an effect on the nervous system. It affects our central nervous system, including the basal ganglia in the brain, which controls body movements. Limbic neurons also hyperactivate cortico/amygdalostriatal glutamogenic output circuits. I can't speak.
So some of the symptoms of Tourette's include motor tics and vocal tics. Some examples of motor tics include copropraxia, which is a tic consisting of involuntary performing of obscene or forbidden gestures or inappropriate touching. And some examples of vocal tics are echolalia, which is unsolicited repetition of vocalizations made by another person, and coprolalia, which is involuntary swearing or the involuntary utterance of obscene words or socially inappropriate and derogatory remarks. Callum, I know you have Tourette's, so what are some of your symptoms?
I do have Tourette's, which is something that a lot of people don't know because I take medication for it, so it's hidden a lot of the time, unless I don't take it, and then I have outbursts, which are not fun. So I do have, like, coprolalia and copropraxia, which, like, for me, copropraxia is just, like, flipping my middle finger, which I usually hide by my sleeves and stuff because it's embarrassing. And, for coprolalia, I do, like, sometimes say, like, the F word, like, F you, F off, stuff like that. But, like, actually saying the word, but I'm not going to do that because this is for educational purposes. So some of my other tics are saying, like, ha ha, which I'll probably tic during this, like, woo, ha ha, ha ha, ha, woo. Those aren't fake tics. Those are real tics that I just did. And then another one is, like, saying basal, which is why I sometimes say basal ganglia, even though it's basal ganglia, just because my tics makes me do that. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for letting us know about that, Callum.
So, there's not very much treatment for Tourette's, but what you can do is you can see a psychiatrist or a neurologist for doctor specialties. And for as far as medication goes, which medication is the only real treatment for Tourette's, you can take, it's not a very pretty name, but antipsychotics like Abilify or Haldol. So for me, I'm on medication. I won't say which one because that's personal. But I am on medication for it because that is the only real treatment for it because that's really all you can do because they're involuntary sounds and movements because of just things going on in your nervous system. So, yeah.
There are some current research projects being done with Tourette's, like finding out how many people have TS, discovering characteristics of people with TS, and determining the impact of TS on individuals, families, and communities, including schools. This information will help people know more about the disease and help them understand it. It's important to have the information necessary about the disease because it can give doctors and families a better understanding of how people with TS act and are affected in their own ways by the disease, because not everyone is affected in the same way. There is a scientific team in the National Institute of Health that conducted a genetic analysis on about 2,500 individuals with Tourette's syndrome and compared them to 4,000 controls, focusing on copy number variants, changes in the genetic code resulting in deletions or duplications in sections of the genes. Some of their results determined that deletions in the NRXN1 gene or duplications in the CNTN6 gene were each associated with an increased risk of Tourette syndrome. In the study, approximately 1 in 100 people with Tourette syndrome carried one of those genetic variants, which is very important for people to know because if they don't know what current research is being done or information about the disease, then how are they going to know who has it or how their loved ones or friends or family or anyone is affected by it. Don't forget to add us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nerves and the Brain.